Sibella stood on the threshold of a high-ceilinged room, its three full-length windows filtering the day's fading light onto an eclectic collection of furniture from the last century. The gothic tracery of Mr. Chippendale's famous chairs contrasted with two sofas and a pair of pier tables, enlivened by the sparkling reflections from two oval looking-glasses above. In conversational groups were clustered more decorative French gilt chairs covered with Aubusson tapestry. A fruitwood pianoforte stood in prime position in the middle of the room. Almost indistinguishable in all this splendour, a small, bird-like woman rose from the sofa. She was so light on her feet, it seemed she danced towards them. "My goddaughter Lucy, let me see you." She took her hands and led her towards the window. Her lively elfin face twinkled up at her. "Hmm, fortunate you're a beauty. It makes things much easier, you know. C'est tout que ça compte." She reached up and patted her cheek with fluttering fingers, the middle one sporting an enormous emerald ring. "Thank you so much, Godmama, for having us to stay." "Tush, child, I'm a very selfish old woman, and I only please myself. This is going to be diverting, I promise you." She stood on tiptoe to kiss Lucy's cheek. Then she took Sibella's hand. "You're so like your dear mamma, very handsome. She too had fine dark hair and a splendid figure. I did envy her that." Peering more closely into Sibella's face, she added, "But your eyes are really green, not brown." "I feel honoured to be compared with her. Thank you, Lady Godley." "Phew, call me Augusta. I'm impatient with trifling proprieties." Her bright, critical gaze transferred to James, who was eyeing her with curiosity. Lady Godley put out her hand to shake his. "Well, mon petit lapin?" His brow wrinkled.
"I'm not pretty. I'm Jim," he responded firmly.
"Lady Godley was speaking French, dearest. She said petit. It means little." Sibella bent to take his other hand.
"Not little anymore,"
he was emphatic.
"You're certainly not," Lady Godley was reassuring. "But I suspect you're hungry. Shall we have something to eat once your mamma and Lucy have been shown their rooms and can change out of their travelling clothes?"